the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Wake up indeed. I'm David Dawson along with Damian Collado. Gabby Smith is on vacation, so who knows what's going to happen today. Hey, Damian.
Oh, well, we always have something good in store, no matter who's here, and we're glad you are.
That's right.
And today being the feast day of St. Alphonsus Liguori, we're going to offer up a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Loving Father of the suffering St. Alphonsus, look with compassion upon me and my suffering. Ask God to give me good health. If it is not God's will, then give me the strength to bear my cross patiently and to offer my suffering with my crucified Lord and his Mother of Sorrows for the glory of God and the salvation of souls and reparation for my sins and those of others, for the needs of this troubled world and the holy souls in purgatory.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
St. Alphonsus Liguori, pray for us. Yeah, that the prayer you just did there runs the gamut. That's a full throttle prayer there. That's got everything. That's got all of the bases. In a little while, we're going to have events. Damian's going to be talking about events. I'll be talking about them, too. And then we're going to have Mark Spancel, member of the prayers group. I'm going to try this out. Sociedad de Hombres Pecadores.
Muy bien.
Thank you. We're going to find out how bad I slaughtered it when we talk to him shortly. They're going to talk about their prayer group and then upcoming Holy Spirit mission in New Orleans. And then Michael Accaldo joins us. He is from St. Vincent de Paul in Baton Rouge. We're going to get a monthly update from him. It's hot out there, so I imagine he's got a lot to say. And plus, school's starting, so he's a busy man right now. And then Casey Groves, he's got a one-man play It's about Father Silos, a doctor of souls, and his devotion to Father Silos. So that's an upcoming event that's going to be at Blessed Silos Parish in New Orleans. So should be great.
Look forward to hearing about that. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, well, that long-awaited rain that we've been praying for and wanting finally got. At least some of the folks in Baton Rouge and New Orleans did, in places in between. As a matter of fact, that 10% of showers showed up at Jeff Blackwell's neighborhood and mine as well.
It just skipped mine. And, it kind of skirted me. I saw it. I was excited about it, Damian. But
you got it 2 days ago, so you were lucky then.
That was my sprinkler.
Oh, it was
that? Yeah,
okay. I asked you, and you said no.
Oh, no, I would have loved that, but okay. I need that rain, but not like y'all got it yesterday. That was quite the hefty storm.
You bet. It was only 20 or 30 minutes, but it was a deluge. Mm-hmm. And welcome sight. In the meantime, there's still a 10% chance of rain today, so you may get lucky. and if not, you'll experience 102 degree temperatures, give or take. And tomorrow is really our best chance of rain for most of us in our listening area. 40%, and the high is only expected to be 99.
Oh.
To think I only said 99. And,
and for us to be excited about that.
That's right.
You know.
may not hit 100. Temperatures in and around the area right now. Home of Thibodeau as well as on the North Shore, 80 degrees. 81 in Gulfport. 78 in Baton Rouge, and in New Orleans, it's already 86 degrees in the Crescent City.
Oh.
So they're heating up fast. Yeah. They need rain again, so just cool things down.
Well, I will say this. It didn't rain at my house, but it certainly cooled off. Everybody else getting wet, and I guess I just caught that cool breeze there.
Well, you're lucky.
Nice.
That's okay. That's not bad.
It's great.
That beats the heat for sure.
All right. It's 5 past the hour. We'll be right back. On Wake Up.
A good Tuesday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's gospel.
Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." We've heard the gospel, and now we reflect.
Satan's evil activity highlights that there is no neutral ground between God's kingdom and the realm of the devil. Jesus sows light and life. The devil sows deception and death. Satan is a parasite who feeds on goodness. He has nothing of his own. Saints and sinners will continue side by side in Christ's church as history amply demonstrates. Each is sustained by its first principle. The all-loving God nourishes the good seed. Satan's seed feeds on sin. God, however, is unconcerned about the efforts of the evil one to destroy his harvest because the weeds, although troublesome, possess no superior power to choke off the life of the wheat. The master servants made the false assumption that they were capable of discerning the wheat from the weeds. But only God can detect the inner dispositions that determine good or evil. Those who condemn others fail to consider the possibility of conversion. Both John the Baptist and Jesus begin their mission with the plea, "Repent." The Bible gives ample evidence that grace can transform weeds into good wheat, for with God, nothing is impossible. Unfortunately, there is a judgmental element in contemporary Christianity that squanders its energies making judgments about those who are or are not saved. Those rendering these verdicts often begin from the false assumption that they are secure amid the company of the elect. Only God will assign the separation of the wheat from the weeds, and he does that to angels and not to men. Jesus' second coming will usher in the final phase of the age of Christ. Then Jesus will present his bride, the church, to his Father, and the angels will cast the weeds into the eternal fire of hell. In the end, all will be consumed by fire. The just will be embraced eternally by the fire of God's love. But the fire of God's wrath will eternally torment the unjust. God alone will have the last word on all human behavior. Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sagers.
Thank you, Jimmy, and thank you, Father Chris Decker. It is 10 after the hour on this Tuesday morning, and it's already August the 1st. A great way to start the month. I want to share with you some events taking place that you want to maybe take part in. The Young Women's Retreat entitled Come to the Water, it's going to be held on September 22nd to the 24th at the Shrine of Our Lady of Hope in Osaka, Mississippi. The retreat is for women 21 years and older, and during the three-day event, you will be able to hear talks from Father Joshua Johnson, Father Jerry Daniel, Father Reuben Dykes, and Catholic speaker Casey Spear. The cost is $325, and for more information, you can contact Tammy Dupuy over at St. Matthew Catholic Church in River Ridge, that's in the New Orleans area, or you can go to ccmedia.live.
Wow, that's some great speakers they got going to that. Real good. A Women's Acts Retreat is going to be held September 21st through the 24th. The retreat will be held at Senecal on the lake in Metairie, and beginning at 5:45 p.m. on Thursday, September 21st. And that retreat includes lodging, and that's single occupancy rooms, and all meals and supplies. And it concludes on Sunday, September the 24th at 11 a.m. Mass at St. Catherine of Siena. And then a reception and a celebration will follow. The next The next men's axe retreat is November the 30th. Y'all might want to be looking at that. These things book up really quick. Damien and I can attest to that. We've both been on one, and they're life changers. Register at, well, just go to ccmedia.live.
Okay. Encourage is a ministry dedicated to the spiritual needs of parents, siblings, children, and other relatives of persons who have same-sex attractions. Standing by the true teachings of the Roman Catholic Church, Encourage creates an opportunity to support one another and their loved ones through discussion, prayer, and fellowship. It is possible to express love for a loved one, even if you can't support their choice of actions, and there are others who are on that same journey. It's 100% confidential. Details and the time and location of these meetings held in the Archdiocese of New Orleans will be provided when you sign up. So for more information, go to ccmedia.live. Same holds true for the Diocese of Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm.
The 4th Annual Women's Morning of Reflection will be taking place on Saturday, August 12th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Holy Family Catholic Church in Luling, Louisiana. That's located on Holy Family Lane. And the title of the retreat is Our Blessed Mother, A Woman for All Seasons, with the talks given by Dr. Sarah Denny. Sarah Denny is an awesome speaker. We know her well here at Catholic Community Media. The cost is $20 a person, and you must register by August the 6th.
Okay, and Sacred Heart Catholic Church in D'Iberville, Mississippi, will begin Bible study classes on the Gospel of Matthew. That's going to begin next Monday, August 7th, from 6:30 until 8 p.m. Video presentations of Jeff Cavins will enlighten those who attend the Gospel of Matthew. There's no cost, and for more information, go to our website.
All right, first Saturday Mass devotion at 8:30 a.m., masses on first Saturday will be the Novus Ordo Mass in Latin, and that's at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Covington. Once again, for more information, go to ccmedia.live. And you know what? Before we go to break, I want to thank our interns that we had over the summer. They have been real gifts for us. Elizabeth Zimak, that's Gary Zimak's daughter, she's been doing graphic design for us that you've probably been seeing on Facebook. And then Chris Herman's been switching our video cameras for those of you watching the Wake Up Morning Show. It's been a delight having them here this summer. It's been fantastic. So, all right, it is quarter past the hour. You're tuning your heart to the truth on Wake Up.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for August 1st. Today we celebrate Saint Alphonsus Liguori. After losing an important case, young attorney Alphonsus Liguori entered the priesthood. He went on to become one of the greatest moral theologians in the history of the Church and the patron of moral theologians. After ordination, Alphonsus concentrated on preaching parish missions, hearing confessions, and forming Christian groups. He founded the Redemptorist Congregation in 1732. He envisioned it as an association of priests and brothers living a common life. Its mission was to imitate Christ and preach the gospel to peasants in rural areas. This saint's great pastoral reforms were in the pulpit and the confessional. He replaced the pompous oratory of the time with simplicity and the stern religious practices of the day with kindness. For some time, he himself suffered many scruples, fears, and temptations. Alphonsus was made a bishop at age 66. Though he wrote much in the field of moral theology, his books Glories of Mary and Visits to the Blessed Sacrament were most influential. He died just shy of his 91st birthday in 1787 and was canonized in 1839. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
18 past the hour. You're tuning your heart to the truth. I'm David Dawson along with Damian Collada. Gabby Smith is on vacation. And we have Mark Spencel. He's a member of the men's prayer group. So, I'm going to try this out, Mark. Sociedad de Hombres Pecadores. How did that do?
You did a great job.
I got it? Okay,
you
great.
Did,
great.
Yes.
I have got to know what this men's group is about. For one thing, explain that Explain that title to me.
Okay, well, our prayer group consists of five men, and it's been ongoing for about 8-9 years. Okay. And when we meet monthly, and we all knew each other before we attended a Manresa retreat together.
Uh-huh.
But we decided after that retreat that we wanted to keep the flame burning of the Holy Spirit. And we formed a group, and to give us an identity, we gave it a name, Sociedad de Hombres Pecadores.
Okay.
And simply, for those non-Spanish-speaking folks,
that'd be me.
It means Society of Sinful Men.
Wow.
It's a universal call to all people, because there's nothing exclusive about us. We're all sinners.
Oh, I like that. Wow, I really like that. I was breaking it down, and I saw the word sinful, and I'm like, okay, where is this going? So that is pretty interesting. That's fantastic.
And by the way, three of our members are of Cuban heritage.
So, that was your influence.
We thought that would that would fit.
Okay. All right. Y'all have an upcoming event that's, but you guys, when you guys get together, you just discuss your Catholic faith, your spirituality, or do you have other events as well? I mean, I see you got a big one coming up here.
Yeah, we do various things.
Uh-huh.
Basically, once a month we get together, and one of our members picks a spiritual topic, prepares it, it lets us know ahead of time, and then we all come prepared to discuss it. And additionally, we involve ourselves in other activities, and we were moved to sponsor the Mission to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago. This will be our fourth mission.
Okay.
To the Holy Spirit. And so we do various things. We're a prayer group, and but we try to follow the guide of Jesus and where he's calling us. And through the Holy Spirit, we began to put on this mission 4 years ago.
Okay. All right. So this one coming up is August 16th through the 18th. Okay. It's at St. Angela Merici Church. And you got some heavy hitters coming to speak, don't you?
Oh, we really do. Mm-hmm. And it starts off on the night of the 16th of August.
Uh-huh.
With the Archbishop, Gregory Amon. He's so gracious. He's been with us every year and starts off our mission every year.
Mm-hmm.
That night, our musical ministers will be Sarah Jane McMahon. Mm-hmm. Most people know of her and her accompanist, Jesse Reek.
Yep.
And then on Thursday night, the 17th, the pastor of St. Angela, mm-hmm. Father Beau Charbonnet, will be our celebrant. Lorraine Hess, also a well-known singer,
mm-hmm.
will be our music minister. And then Friday, another very well-known priest, Father Anthony Odiong, pastor of St. Anthony of Padua and Luling,
mm-hmm.
will be our celebrant. Jamie Diliberto and Tongues of Fire will be the musical ministers. And significantly, for all those who are suffering in any way from physical or mental ailments, we have a healing service by Father Anthony right after Mass.
Wow.
And that is always extremely well attended, as you can imagine.
I see every night, and I guess this is every night, you got confessions from 6:15 to 6:45, which is a good ample time for confessions. And then you have Mass at 7 p.m. No, Mass, praise, and let's see. I see Mass, ministry, praise, and worship at 6:30. I see. Okay. And then Mass is at 7 o'clock, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And this is every night.
And that's correct.
Okay.
And please, to our listeners, take the opportunity to avail yourself of confession. I remember the first time we did it 4 years ago on the first night. The Archbishop had such a long line for confession, he had to break to go start Mass, but he committed to all those in line that he would be back after Mass.
Wow.
And finish confession. So
wow.
It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, what a great problem to have, huh? Too many people in the confessional
right.
line? Are you kidding?
Right.
So these speakers, I mean, for instance, do you have a particular topic through the whole thing that everybody's going to follow this theme, or is everybody going to have their own individual evening?
Well, the theme, as you may have noticed, is let the peace of Christ control your heart,
mm-hmm.
Colossians 3:15. And it's a guide, David. Of course, our priests are gifted, and their homilies will address, you know, whatever moves their heart. But that's the general theme. And the thinking of our group, the Pecadoras, was simply that we don't need to explain that we live in a time of strife and discord, disagreement about all kind of things. Individual conduct, politics, moral decisions, even religion, and it plays out on every level,
sure
from
does.
Personal to international.
Yep.
And our hope is that by having this mission to the Holy Spirit, individuals will be moved by the peace of Christ to stand out and influence others. And if everybody could do that, then perhaps the world could change.
Yes. Yes.
So that's our hope.
That's fantastic.
Well, and with today's technology, you guys are also going to be able to live stream each night, from what I understand.
Oh, fantastic.
That's exactly right. At www.stangela.org. And in the past, Damien, we've had many people. We're able to track those that participate by live stream. And while we expect the church will be full,
mm-hmm.
likewise, we believe there'll be many in the audience participating remotely.
And like good disciples of Christ, the monies or donations you receive are not going to go in your pocket. They're going
this.
Elsewhere, aren't they?
That is correct. The the Pecador is a privilege to fund the event, but we do take a collection. And ironically, right before your break, I heard a commercial by Allison Daigle.
Yeah, you did.
In Woman's New Life, and that is again going to be the beneficiary.
Wonderful.
Of the collections from every night of the mission, especially since the Supreme Court's decision in Dodd last year reversing the abortion so-called right.
Right.
We believe that we need to do everything we can to help women in need in unplanned pregnancies.
Absolutely.
So again, the proceeds will go to Woman's New Life Clinic.
Well, that's fantastic.
That
what
is
a great
fantastic.
And it's just five guys all this time. You haven't expanded the group to like 10, 15?
You may now.
We haven't yet.
You might be getting a call.
We talk regularly about growth,
yeah.
And how we're going to grow. This mission was one of our elements of growth 4 years ago. And, of course, growth takes many forms, not just numerical. But we do have an ongoing discussion about whether and when to grow in numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, I tell you, this mission is so necessary, especially in these times when you're talking about let the peace of Christ control your hearts, because right now our hearts are being controlled by a lot of other things that are out there. So you guys are doing a a great job, and I imagine a lot of folks are looking for peace. So I highly, highly recommend this. Once again, let's do the dates. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes. Wednesday, August 16th, Thursday, August 17th, and Friday, August 18th, just 2 weeks away.
Okay. And you want to get there for 6:15 if you want to go to confession? Get there at 6:15 anyway, because the music is going to start at 6:30, and it just sounds like a wonderful evening. Well, Mark, thank you for joining us. You guys keep doing the work that you do, and we will pray for a packed house for you.
Well, thank you so much, and we welcome everyone. Please join us at St. Angela Merisi and Metter.
Great.
There you go.
Thank you, Mark. We'll be right back with Damon. He's going to be talking to Michael Accaldo, St. Vincent de Paul, in Baton Rouge. It's half past the hour on Wake Up.
Five after the hour. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Damian Collado, David Dawson, and our good friend Michael Accaldo, who is Executive Director of St. Vincent de Paul in Baton Rouge, here to talk about a number of things that they are doing. And boy, it never stops. I don't know how Michael does it. Mm-mm. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Damian. The good Lord, that's how we all
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Trust in Him, as they say.
That's where it all goes, and you know, for those of us that believe, we need His mercy and we love Him to death, because He's always there for us, no doubt about it.
Well, you got a number of things I want to talk about, in particular though, with school right around the corner, and we've been touching on it for about the last week and a half or so. Uniform for Kids program, always top of mind this time of year. Looking at about uniforms for at least 9,000 young ones, huh?
Wow.
That's right. That means we've got to raise 18,000 uniforms, whether they be used or new. And the majority of the uniforms that we provide children are new, and we purchase directly from the manufacturer. And, you know, supply chain issues this year, last year, have been difficult. This year a little bit easier than last year, but as many of the markets are messed up, so are textile markets. So buying clothes, uniforms have been difficult for us, but we're getting through. The good news is right now, with what has been contributed, we're just over 10,000 uniforms.
Oh, go ahead.
And our goal is, you know, our collection effort, we target ending August 11th. And so we're on target, but it's people that's sending in $12 for one uniform, or for every child we try to give two uniforms. So that's $24.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those dollars are rolling in right now, and every dollar counts, and we're going to need everybody's support if we're going to be able to make it this year. But you know, it's a great effort. You know, we have wonderful partners, whether it be WAFB, Albemarle Foundation, of course the Greater Baton Rouge State Fair has been with us from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you at Catholic Community Media, y'all are so supportive, and we've talked about this is the second time, so your support is so critical in letting people know they can go to svdpbr.org and look at the wonderful opportunity to help a child in need. So we're working very hard. We serve all the 12 civil parishes of the Diocese of Baton Rouge, and we do our best to reach as many kids as we can.
Yeah, that's often overlooked, Michael, the fact that a lot of people think you're just an East Baton Rouge parish. But you cover a wide range of big territory. It's basically the entire diocese, right?
That is correct. Every square inch, and we're blessed to do so. I mean, we wish we had more resources to do a lot of things in some of the parishes that are throughout our diocese. But as we started off the conversation, you know, we put our faith in God, and we do all we can, and we rely on Him to put us in a position to be successful. And We've always made our goal because people have responded. And that's important, because when you see the faces of the children, the transformation when they don't have to go to school lacking the proper attire is priceless.
Yes, and it's a worthwhile effort. Again, and there are some ton of drop-off points. You got to go to the website. We'd be here all day mentioning the different locations, but go to the website, and you in turn will not only find where you can drop off uniforms if you've got slightly used. You could also make a donation as well.
How much are the uniforms?
$12.
$12? Wow, that's fantastic. Okay. So, and they can do that on the website.
All right. Yeah, you get price, and you can give drop off at our Lady Lake Health, all those locations, American First Bank, those locations. Mm-hmm. And again, it's just wonderful to be able to reach so many children in need.
Indeed.
Let's talk about something that I saw in the news lately, and that is Bravo Dental Care. A lot of people don't realize you offer that as a service through St. Vincent de Paul.
We are so blessed. There are a group of dentists that have come together to form a group called the Bravo Dental Care. And Bravo, it's just amazing that they are willing to be so enthusiastic about reaching people in need of dental care. These are individuals that don't have insurance and don't have the resources necessary to get the help they so desperately need. And without a doubt, there's a little dental clinic in our St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy that's been operating for many years, and a volunteer dentist will come in there and provide some limited care. But these dentists, along with the dentists there at St. Vincent de Paul, have come together to identify people that are going without critical dental care. Our Lady of the Lake is a key partner in that effort. A lot of people go to the emergency room with dental pain. They just lack the resources to take care of the dental issue. And so our dental clinic acts as a referral point. And so we refer out to dentists who have volunteered their time and talent to help those patients in need in their own offices. Powerful program and making a difference to people so they can go to work. They can do what's necessary, because if you have a bad dental issue, you need a root canal or something like that, it can be very difficult to just do your daily, normal, everyday activity.
Mm-hmm. And it could cause greater harm to your health if you don't take care of it soon enough.
People don't realize that. Very true, Damien, that dental care and dental health is very important. It can be life-threatening if it's not taken care of.
Wow. Yeah. And you, how many dentists are on staff? I know they all volunteer. A few are probably retired, but two, three, five?
There's over a dozen volunteers
awesome.
That come together.
Wow.
And again, we're only able to do it. We're just the referring agency. These dentists do it in their own offices, and it's just amazing. Dentists are just phenomenal people, and just like pharmacists that volunteer their time at St. Vincent de Paul, if there are dentists out there that want to get involved with us, we encourage them to give us a call at the pharmacy at 383-7450.
And that's the thing. You don't have to be homeless to take some of these services. This is for those who are needy or don't have the income and resources to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, dentistry is expensive.
Dentistry,
yes.
The pharmacy does the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's touch on real quick, Michael, anything you want to talk about. Otherwise, I'm going to jump into one last question before we wrap up.
No, I encourage anybody that wants to get involved with the ministry of St. Vincent de Paul to do so at svdpbr.org. I think it's critical. We need all the support. And you're right, we do help a lot of those that are experiencing homelessness, but that's the small fraction of those we help. We help a lot of people through our home visitation that have jobs, that are working. That's the majority of people, like kids that need school uniforms. Although we provide them to the kids in the shelter, We are providing thousands and thousands to kids that have a place to call home, but sometimes don't have food on the table.
Wow. Yeah. Final minute, let's talk about your thrift stores, because that is the new fad with young people. They're going to some of those stores that have Will in their name and they also Army in their name, but you're just as good as they are, and probably it'll help a better cause.
All I got to say is God bless Damien. Thanks for bringing that up. God bless Catholic Media. Yes, we're there, and we just had a visit from the National Stores Director in July. And he came in and he says, these are the things you're doing right, and these are the things, if you change, you can get more things on your sales floor so that you can continue to give away things free. Because there are a lot of great thrift stores out there, but hey, we're the one that we give things away free of charge after we make a home visit to verify there's a true need in the home. So whether it's clothing or shoes or even furniture, we verify there's a real need, and people get it free. And that's why when they make a donation to St. Vincent Paul, it really counts.
Awesome. Excellent. And you pick it up, too, if you need to, if they want to give
correct.
It away. So
furniture, yeah, we'll come out, pick it up. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Michael Licato, Executive Director of St. Vincent de Paul in Baton Rouge. Next time we talk to him, I'm going to find out what motivates that boy. In the meantime, it's 45 after on Wake Up.
Past the hour, you're tuning your heart to the truth. I'm David Dawson, along with Damien Collado. And with us this morning is Casey Groves. He's got a one-man play, and it's about Father Silos. It's called The Doctor of Souls. Blessed Father Silos, I have to say, because I'm looking forward to him being a saint. So good morning, Casey.
Yes, me too. Good morning. Good morning, David.
Now look, this isn't the first time you've done this play. You have done this. I'm looking back as far as 2013. You may go further back than that, huh?
Well, I started writing it in 2011.
Okay.
And then did the first performance in 2012, mm-hmm. and we filmed it at WYES. Beth Utterback, who was running WYES at the time, I put in a proposal to them, and it just turned out that she has a devotion to Blessed Silos, mm-hmm. and she was like, you can use our studio for free,
wow.
basically gave us all of these all these things that would help out a lot with the production, and we were just doing it for free ourselves, so it wasn't like we had a big bunch of funding to do it with, but they were very gracious, and we ended up having about 30 or 40 showings on WYES and WLAE in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
So, and then the play itself, in terms of live performance, I'd say like 50 performances, maybe 60.
Okay.
I performed it I took a tour out to Los Angeles and San Francisco. At the Graduate Theological Union up there and different venues up there, and then also down in Los Angeles, up in New York, I performed it in several, at St. Paul the Apostle Church in uh-huh. Midtown Manhattan, several different places up there, and also in Pittsburgh, where Father Silos had served for some time, and then also in Maryland. So yeah, I performed it around the country in different places, and then also the play I do about St. Damien, I also performed all over the country and in Hawaii.
Well, this is a one-man play, and you pretty much go through the history, letting people, I guess, know who Blessed Father Silos is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little less, it's not like, narrative storytelling in the sense of, I was born, it kind of is. There's narration where he's talking to the audience and kind of setting the stage, but it all happens in the context of a train ride he's taking from Chicago to New Orleans.
Okay.
And so it's as if the audience is on the train ride with him. And so what happens is he'll start kind of talking about his life to the audience on the train, and then he'll pop out into different memories from his life that come up as a result of what he's talking about with the audience, or things that are happening on the train in front of him, like something that he sees on the train reminds him of an episode from his life. Uh-huh. And it prompts him to start speaking about it. And the way it's laid out, it's, you know, it's not so much like a straightforward narrative of the beginning of, you know, his life to the end of his life, although it kind of follows that. It takes each section, there's seven sections, and each section focuses on a different sacrament. So, you know, it starts with baptism and, you know, talking about his home and you know, the river out the window reminds him of the river that he... in his town in Germany, Germany, right? And yeah. the church there. Yeah, so it's kind of like it's framed around the sacraments and you know, ordination is kind of when he's sort of taking on his full you know, priesthood and his healing abilities, you know, and his intercession comes to the forefront there in his ordination time period, and then, you know, focusing on his death at the end.
Right. I remember that train ride. I remember reading a book about him, and on the train, I remember, I believe it said, correct me if I'm wrong, he had turned to a lady and said, I'm going to New Orleans, but this is where I will end up. This is where I will die, right? Or something like that.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. He says, you know, I'll serve for a priest for 1 year there and then die of yellow fever.
Yeah.
And at the time, there was no yellow fever outbreak at, you know, at the time. There had been at different times, but he just foresaw that, you know, it just like ballooned and skyrocketed the number of cases about a year into his time there. And then he was, you know, serving the people and passed away.
I think some of the most. Yeah.
And actually, he was speaking with a nun train, and so that's how I framed the whole story, was his train ride from Chicago to New Orleans, and, you know, culminating in this speaking with this nun and telling her, and then sort of so the whole rest of the play is sort of him looking back on his life, but from then on it's him looking, it's as if he's looking forward into what's going to happen in this. Next in the coming months, you know, in the coming year, and so you know, it's an interesting sort of and you know, in that kind of focusing on his death, he gets to really, you know, look back on his life and kind of explore, you know, what he's done and, you know,
right
what it's all been about.
Well, Casey, you're an actor, you do a lot of things. What inspired you to do this, Father Silos?
Well, you know, that's interesting. I went to De La Salle mm-hmm. in New Orleans,
okay.
I graduated before it was co-ed a long time ago. I did my theater teacher in high school was a Christian brother, Brother Michael Livaday.
Okay.
And he had been, you know, he had mentioned that he was looking for someone to play the role of Damien, Blessed Damien at the time, our Father Damien, and now since he's become Saint Damien, for a few years he'd been looking for one of the students to play this, do this one man play about his life. And so he asked me to do it, and we worked over the summer together,
mm-hmm.
You know, memorized a certain amount of lines every day, mm-hmm. You know, like a certain chunk of lines, and just really drilled that one section. And then by the end of it, I had it all memorized, and then, you know, put it on in the beginning of the school year. And, you know, we did a performance for clergy, and this nun came up to me in tears after the clergy performance. And she like, you know, she like put her hand on my shoulder and she's like, "You're 17 years old. I don't understand how you can understand our lives so well."
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
And, so I really appreciated that and felt that sense of, you know, connection to his mission, his, you know, his,
right.
You know,
right.
his fervency, you know, to protect and take care of these people who had, this horrible disease in Hawaii.
And then here comes Father Silos pretty much doing the same thing with yellow fever. And I mean, the stories
right.
yeah, that he has, you know, the stories right. in New Orleans are just amazing. The little stories.
Yep.
And I just think they're fantastic. You know what, we're kind of running out of time here, but, the
right.
play is called Silos, Doctors of Soul. It's a one man play. August the 9th at 6 p.m., you're going to be at Blessed Silos Church. Now, this isn't the shrine, right? This is at the Blessed Silos Church in the Bywater, right?
That's right. That's right. Okay. Yes, that's right. Father Jose Labastida is going to be hosting the performance at the Blessed Silos Church in the Bywater. That's
okay.
right. So there's so, you know, and the Shrine has been very gracious in helping us to promote it. And, you know, the woman who invited me there, Andy, you know, really wants to develop that connection between the Shrine and the church and the Bywater.
Sure.
You know, that, you know, Father Silas is his presence is known all over the city. And
well, Casey, thank you. Thank you for doing this. I'm looking forward to it. I know I'm going to travel down there. I'm a fan of Blessed Father Silas as well. So, Casey, we appreciate it. We hope you pack your house.
Me too. Me too. Well, y'all come.
All right.
Thank you.
God Take bless.
Care.
All right.
Okay. And today being the feast day of St. Alphonsus, let's again say another prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. O glorious St. Alphonsus, most beloved protector, you who have labored and suffered so much to secure to men the fruit of redemption, behold the miseries of my poor soul and have pity on me. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, amen. Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Excellent. Well, all right. Well, we will see you tomorrow at the same time.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.